Masechet Baba Basra Parates Mishnah Hey. Hashaleach Sivlanos Lebeit Chama. Shalach Sham Mea Mane. Va'achol Sham Suras Chasan. Afilu Bedin. Ein Enigma. Somebody who sent Sivlanos to the house of his father-in-law. He was Makadesh and Isha, and the minute is that the day after, Sivlanos would be sent, presents would be sent to the Kala, to the Arusa. And he subsequently would eat a Suras Chasan, the Beis Chama, by the house of his father-in-law. Even if he sent 100 mana worth of presents, and he subsequently ate a Suda's Chasad, even if he ate only a dinar, a silver coin worth of food by the Suda's Chasad, he cannot recover the Sablanos in the event of the breakup of the Kedushin through death or divorce, as since he ate a Suda's Chasad, the base Chamav, because of the great Simcha of the Suda's Chasad, he was Mochal, any chance he would have to recover the Sablanos in the event of the breakup of the Kedusha. Lo achosham Sudas Chasan, Hari Elu Nigbin. But if the Chasan did not eat a Sudas Chasan Bebeis Chama after he sent Sablanos to the Kala, in such a case, in the event of the breakup of the Kedusha, the Sablanos would be returned to him, as he was not Mochel this Sablanos. He only sent the Sablanos to the Kala Abdas that they would get married. But here, where they did not eventually get married, the Sablanos must be returned. Shalach Sablanos Merubin Sheyachzru Ima Lebeis Bala. Hare Elu Nigbin. If a chasan sent a large amount of Sablanos of presents to the Kala after the Kedushin, and he specifically pointed out that he wanted the Sablanos to be kept, to be brought into the marriage, in such a case, in the event of the breakup of the Kedushin, even if he did eat a Sudas Chasan Bebeis Chamav, he would be able to recover the Sablanos, as since he specifically pointed out that he wanted the Sablanos to be kept for the wedding, so therefore he was definitely not Mochel the Sablanos, as he only wanted to send the Sablanos Adas that they would subsequently get married. Sablanos Mu'atin Shet Tishtamish Behen Bebeis Oviyah Ena Nig. If he sent only a small amount of Sablanos to the Kala, and specifically pointed out that she could use them, but basically he does not expect that they would be kept for the wedding. In such a case, he would not be able to recover the Sablanos from the Kala in the event of the breakup of the Kedushin, even if he did not eat a Suda Chasan, and since he did not expect that the Sablanos would be kept for the marriage, the Sablanos were a present that he never expected to recover at all, even if the Kedushin would be broken off. That which we spoke out in the beginning of the Mishnah, that there is a difference whether he ate a Suda's Chasan or not as far as recovering the Sablanos. That's talking about where he did not mention how he wanted the Sablanos to be used, whether he wanted them to be kept for the Chasna or not. In such a case, we differentiated between whether he ate a Suda's Chasan or not. But if he specifically pointed out that he wanted them kept for the Chasna, in such a case, he would recover them no matter what. And if he specifically pointed out that she could use them vis-a-vis, they don't have to be kept for the Chasna, in such a case, he would not be able to recover the Sablanos in any event. Second Baba Basra, Parak 10, Mishnah Bav. Shchivra Shakasa Kol Nechasov La'achirim. A Shchivra, somebody who is very ill, he is on his deathbed, and he wrote over all of his property to others. He was giving away his property as gifts to other people. Vishir Karka Kolshu. But he did leave over a piece of karka for himself, that he did not give away as a gift. Matnaso kayemet, his gifts are valid. Even if he recovers from his illness, he cannot back out from the gifts that he gave. As you cannot say that he only gave away the gifts because he thought he was going to die, and therefore now that he recovered, he should be able to back out, as since he left over a piece of karka or any other type of asset for himself, it's obvious that he wasn't so sure he was going to die, otherwise he would have given away those assets also, so therefore we assume that he gave it away as a matana gemura and he cannot back out. Lo shir karka kol shehu, ein matnaso kamis. But if the shchivra gave away all of his property as gift and did not leave over anything for himself, he didn't leave over karka or any other asset for himself, in such a case, if he recovers from his illness, he can back out from the gift, as it's very obvious that he thought he was going to die, and that's the only reason he gave away his property as if he thought he might recover, he wouldn't have given away every single last thing that he owned. Lo kasav bashchimra. If somebody gave away all of his property as gifts to others, and in the Shtar Matana, it did not specifically write that he was a shchimra, and now he wants to back out from the gifts, claiming that he only gave away the property because he thought he was going to die, and now that he recovered, he wants to back out. Hu omer shchimra haya v'hein omer bari haya. He claimed that he was a shchimra. He was on his deathbed at the time. He gave away the gifts, and so therefore he had the right to back out. And the people that received the gifts claimed that he was quite well at the time he gave it away, and therefore he had no right to back out at all. Tzarech lahavi raya shehaya shchimra divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the burden of proof is on the person who gave away the gift. He has to bring a raya. He has to bring proof that he was a shchimra at the time he gave away the gift. If he cannot bring a raya, he cannot back out from the present, even though he has not yet given the present to those people. The reason being is that Rabbi Meir holds, since right now at this time he is very well, so therefore we do not assume that he was sick at that time unless we have a raya. The Chacham argue, they say, a person who wants to be motzi the presence, who wants to get the presence from him, and the Shchimra has not yet given over the presence to the Mekabel Matana, so therefore the people who want to get the presence from him, the burden of proof is on the Mekabel Matana. They have to bring a raya that at the time that he wrote over the presence to them, he was not a Shchimra.